Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9. And Duncan is usually the receiver of the strikes. That's right, Duncan.
But Duncan, to be fair, may have given us the platform to be judges. So that's putting right. him in the good books.
In the 100% good books, and I wish we had a ba-bang, I wish Wendy brought that in. But that could be a second strike, Wendy, I think, unfortunately. Oh. That's two. I think that's the record for the amount of strikes. That's like two strikes in 10 seconds. I don't think anyone can beat that.
Duncan, do you want
to
try?
Do you want to attempt to well, we'll see how that last
we'll
segment
see
goes.
How we go.
See how many strikes we can hand out.
Weren't you explaining to me one of those unbelievable instances that don't make sense, but
yeah,
occurred to you the other day?
That's right. Yeah. Well, I mean, look, it's one of those things where you just, after it's happened, you think, whoa, I didn't realize I had those sort of capabilities. I didn't realize this was something that was in my wheelhouse.
Wow. So something happened to you, and you were able to surprise yourself with
that's right. That's right. Well,
with your skill, or
well, hey, I was able to jump out of the way in time.
Okay.
It was a wild time. I was walking down the street.
As you
right?
do.
Hey, everyone can relate to that, right? We walk. It's fantastic.
We have streets.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, streets are fantastic. And what I was doing, I was crossing the road, okay? I was full aware of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I was making sure the green man was, you know, in my favor, and he instructed me to walk. I walked across the road. I proceeded.
With care?
Well, I mean, I rely on the green man for that sort of care.
Yeah, no, look, you're putting your faith in the green man to tell you green man means go man.
And that's 100% what I thought
mm-hmm.
was possible. And the green man told me I could. So that's all on the green man. But what was happening, I didn't even realize, out of my peripheral vision, for those of you playing at home, I noticed some bikes, cyclists coming towards me. They weren't necessarily like cyclists in a nice mountain bike. It was the BMX, you know, the BMXs coming
down.
It was a serious situation. I realized in my periphery this was going to be an alarming collision.
So you knew there was danger. You could have sensed the danger.
I sensed the danger in my peripheral vision.
Wow. So you were able to sense the danger before it happened.
Well, something went off in my mind, like, you know, like a tingling almost. And it then alerted me. I turned to my left. And wow, okay, this bike is going to collide with me.
Uh-oh.
And it's that thing where, you know, when you're walking, you know, down the street, wow, callback, and you almost are going to collide with another person walking towards you.
Yep.
And you do that like
pedestrian
quick,
traffic, yeah.
Yeah, you do that quick like side to the side, and they also do the side to side, like you're both going to anyway
you mirror
collide.
Match each other, yeah.
Exactly. That happened me via bike.
Uh-oh.
And usually you don't come out first best. Usually come out second best versus a moving object.
With pace, yes.
With pace, with yes. a lot of pace coming down a hill.
Think about the velocity.
Right.
Right.
So we nearly collided. I, at the last second, did the little side jump out of the way.
Okay,
at the very
so you
last
went from
second.
Front on to a
to,
side.
To a side situation. It was an all or nothing situation.
Wow.
The
it sounds very theatric.
The window to flight in the fight or flight situation had closed.
Wow.
There was no more flights. The red
the
eye.
The terminal was closed.
The terminal was closed. Red eye had left already. And I was in a fighting situation. Not literally, but metaphorically.
Circumstantially, yes.
And I dived. Well, no, I didn't dive out of the way. It was a very gracious sidestep.
Did it get your heart going?
Oh, you know, after the fact, you know, I was walking to the studio, in fact. I was walking here. This didn't happen just now. Otherwise, you would have witnessed it.
I was a cyclist, apparently. Yeah.
That whole time. That whole time, you wanted to get me because I was following the green man's instructions.
And I didn't tell you that I had my cycle's license.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Doing your part for the earth.
Yeah, so now I have the rights of both a vehicle and a pedestrian on my bike.
And you can, you know, switch between those two modes at any point, apparently.
It's now my privilege.
That's, yeah, that's what you can do.
Wow, so you were able to dodge what was potentially a very dangerous situation.
Serious, it could have been a serious collision. I would almost liken it to when Spider-Man jumped out of the way of that truck after he got bitten by the spider. Granted, I didn't get bit by a spider.
But you did sense the danger.
Yes, I did. I did. And it was a situation.
Wow.
But it could have been a situation, but it wasn't.
Have you had any other superhero moments since then? Like, do you think that was what triggered your powers to come out, maybe?
I mean, yeah, it could have been the octopus that sprayed its ink at me.
I mean, that I was there that day. It was glowing, that octopus.
Mm, it was glowing, a weird red. I mean, you'd think they'd glow green.
It was a
strange, ominous red.
I don't know.
Yeah,
yes.
An alarming red. That's right. And look, I don't know. I jumped out of the way and sprayed some ink on them. And that was that. Didn't even look back.
Wow.
Because, you know, the playoff is also half of it. You know, you can't.
Oh, you've got to act cool, right?
That's right. You can't act like, whoa, did I just do that? You have to act like, yeah, no. I did that.
Yeah.
That's in my wheelhouse to jump out of the way.
I made that
second.
Executive decision. The correct executive decision.
That's right. The non-injury decision.
See, and it paid off. Mm-hmm. It paid off. My only sort of, I guess, relating experience comes from that is I wouldn't call it maybe like a superhero moment where I discovered that I was special. It was more that moment of, in this instance, I'm now the lead actor in an action film, you know?
Wow. Okay, this is your moment.
Right.
All of a sudden, this is you, your dead center of frame. And the music is rolling.
And they've just said action, and you've got to go, right?
And you do all your own stunts, did you say?
For this scene, I did, apparently.
For this scene, wow.
And I'll set the scene.
Mm-hmm.
You know those dramatic films where, you know, they got to escape the base, mm-hmm. the bad guy base, and the doors are closing?
Oh, of course, you got it, yeah.
You want the good guys to escape,
you got to get
right?
out of there. You got to get out of there.
You want mission to be complete.
Yeah, you got to be quick on that, you know? Thank you, Wendy. Yeah, you do. You do have to be
really I may quick. Have set it up a little bit too... I was catching a train.
Okay.
So the action movie is already a different,
very
perspective.
Similar, very similar. You know, if the train line made its own film, you would have been the star.
Yep. So right instead then. Of escaping a base, I was trying to board a train.
A train.
So maybe not as action film, but to me,
hey, it was
when those doors were closing and I worst case scenario, I could have lost an appendage.
I could have been
stuck halfway.
That's right. That reminds me of a time I saw exact situation. They were running for the, you know, the train.
Yep.
And it makes that beep, beep, beep noise to know that the doors are about to close.
It's alerting you that you better get on.
You better get on and don't think about pushing those doors open because that's not on.
That's not on.
But this person made that fateful decision to not... Because as they tried to get on, their headphones swung.
Yes.
They're wearing headphones. Their headphones swung and got wedged in between the doors as they were closing.
So it caught the headphones.
It caught it, yeah, like a catcher. You know, it caught it right in the mitt, bang.
And she couldn't open the door?
Could not open the door. That window had closed. Because the door had closed. And she... just had to deal with the situation.
Did they let go or did the thing, like, she was let...
Gone. The train disembarked from the thing.
Wow.
The music device fell out of the pocket.
Uh-oh.
And
took
just
it.
Smashed onto the ground, dragging the music player with the train. Because, I mean, those headphones
must
have been crazy.
You know what that person really needed in that moment?
What?
They needed someone to look out for them, you know? Someone to have sensed... That
this was about to happen.
Something bad was about to happen. What they needed was for you to be there to save them.
And to spray them with octopus ink.
Oh, I mean, no? I guess that might not be...
I don't know. Well, hey, that fishing trip was fun, okay?
I mean, it was fun. It seems like you had a bit too much fun.
Mm. Well, no. The fisherman said, the boat guy said, the skipper said, you can get it. You can have octopus ink on you. It's cool. And then we wrote letters with it. So it was a wild night, and you wrote some lovely poems.
They were very deep.
They were deep and meaningful.
They were very deep and meaningful.
And it was fantastic. Look, if you have had a superhero moment where, you know, you a situation that's just happened and you realize, whoa, did I just do that?
You amaze yourself with your own capabilities.
And I think the most common one also to go back to it is the, you know, the, I guess the little one, the little taste of it is the, oh, I've just knocked something off the table, but I've got enough, you know, wherewithal to be able to grab whatever's just fallen off the table.
Yes.
Within that millisecond.
Cat-like reflexes.
You're cat man.
You know, and it's a lot of the time it happens and no one's able to observe it. No one's able to give you credit. But you know that maybe that's your superhero training happening.
That's right. You're in the making right now. There's no X-Men school.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.